We're in Hilchas Yontif, Simen Tov Kuv Zayin. We're up to Siv Hey. We'll be doing Hey and Vav. Tanur v'kirayim chadoshim. New ovens. Ein sochen olsen b'shemen. So in order, when a new oven was made, when they were done, after it came out of the kiln, they used to go and smear oil on it. V'lo toshen olso b'matlis. And you're also not allowed to wash it out with a rag. Aval muter lahasikon, but you're allowed to go and light them. Afilu hesek rishon, even if this is the first time that it's being heated up. Even though that helps strengthen the oven, it's muter. Ubavat shelo yafige mitzonon kedei lachasman. As long as after you heat it up, you don't go ahead and cool it down with cold in order to strengthen it. And what's the reason for this? So the reason for this is tikkun keli, what you're doing is you're strengthening the oven. Vim husak yotzemidai. What happens if it was too hot? And you have to go and cool it down in order to bake in it, which is generally what's done in a matzah oven. When they're done koshering the oven by filling the floor with coals, it is so hot in there, as soon as you put a dough, it probably bursts into flames. So what they do is they take a mop or a wet rag and they wash out the bottom of the oven in order to cool it. So that's mutter on Yontif. Even though this is a new oven, and by doing that you're gonna actually cool it down, which does strengthen it. So the pashtus is that it is mutter anyway, because this is for ochel nefesh mamish. Lefikach mutter lishros b'mayim hamachpedesh mechadim ba'atanur, so that you can dip into water, or you can soak in water the broom that's used to sweep out the oven. Afal pi shemechaba. Even though you're putting it out. Now the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura discusses the case of our ovens, and he means these matzah ovens, on whether or not the first time you're allowed to go and if you're allowed to go ahead and heat it up for the first time, because it may be that by heating it up for the first time, that's when it solidifies. Remember, they're talking about brick ovens where there were fresh bricks, it's ceramic, and until you go and actually heat up the oven first time, the bricks are not really strong enough. Now, others say that heating it up on the inside doesn't do all that much. What you have to do is put the entire oven into a kiln on the inside and the outside and fire it there. So the Lamais and Mishnah Brura brings a machlokas, but it's not so nogea because our metal ovens generally are unaffected by turning it on altogether. Sivav. Now we go back to baking. Mutter lefos tanur mole pas. You're allowed to go and bake a full oven of bread. Afal pishen sarach alapas echad. Even though you only needed one loaf of bread. V'dafka, says the Mechaber, betanu rehem, in their ovens, shahoyu ktanim, they were small, v'yumedavki ma'pas v'dafnu seyem, they used to plaster dough on the walls, umitoh shumole ein mokam l'chomo l'espashe, v'apas nefe yofe. Because it's full, so the heat remains inside, and it bakes well. So that's why, even though you don't need so much bread, all you need is a little bit of bread. But in order for that little bit of bread to bake well, you have to fill the oven with bread. You're allowed to fill an entire oven with bread. Aval betanurim shalonu, in our ovens, ein lefos yosim mashin tzarech. In our ovens, it doesn't really make that much of a difference. Now, some claim that even in our ovens, the fact that it's a full oven rather than an oven that's empty with one loaf of bread in it, is that they claim that when it's empty, the heat is not absorbed evenly. Whereas when you have lots of bread in there, it bakes much better. According to that daya, it is mutter even in our ovens to bake more than what you need for yontif in order that the yontif stuff should be better. Now, the Mishnah Brura brings down that the only time that we're mater it is if that's his kavana. If his kavana is because I want bread for the day after Yontif, then it's not going to be mutter. Even though when it comes to cooking, we say that in something where it cooks better when you cook a lot of it, it's mutter. That's because over there you're just turning on the fire, you're doing one act. Whereas here it generally involves more than one thing. Now another thing, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it would be usur to put in bread just for the sake of after Yontif, even by way of a non-Jew. Now, of course, what we're talking about is where you need some of it for Yontif. If the whole thing is for Chol, then it's certainly usur. And let's say you want to bake bread for after Yontif. So what you do is you say, it would be nice to have some fresh bread for Yontif. And what you're really doing is baking it out for after Yontif. And you're just going to taste a little bit of it on Yontif to be matir it. That's a harama, and that the Mishnah Berurah says not to do.